Hi, everyone. I'm Bill Newell with sports. The Bruins and Celtics were both off last night, both in action on the road tonight. The Bruins in L.A. against the Kings. Jake DeBrusque did not make the trip due to an injury, and the Celtics are in Dallas. The Patriots play Sunday in Buffalo against the Bills. High school hockey scores from last night. Boys action, Danvers 6, Peabody 1, Gloucester 7-1 over Beverly, Masconomet 7, Swampscott 4, St. John's Prep beat Andover 6-0 Luke Quinn in goal. Winthrop coach Dale Dunbar speaking with Rick Moore on coaching fundamentals throughout the year. Winthrop boys soccer coach Dale Dunbar. Girls hockey from last night, Peabody 3, Newburyport 1, Winthrop 6, Medford 0, Fenwick over Stang 4-1, and St. Mary's beat Acton Boxborough 2-1. Boys basketball winners last night, Manchester, Essex, and Danvers. Girls basketball winners, we have a complete Wednesday night North Shore High School sports scoreboard and college scoreboard posted on our website. And today is Thursday. That means it's time for the North Shore and Merrimack Valley Sports Desk shows. They're up right now on the website. Along with Rick Moore, I'm Bill Newell. Thank you for joining us on North Shore Today. MSO News Sports Baseball Insider Andy Carboni is joining us here with some big Red Sox news. Andy, welcome.
Happy to be back once again, Bill, in the new year. And I would honestly going to tell you right now, I never thought we'd be starting things off with a story like this to get 2023 underway, as the Red Sox yesterday signed third baseman Rafael Devers to an 11-year, $331 million contract extension. That's going to keep the third baseman in Boston through the 2033 season. The deal includes a $20 million signing bonus, a full no-trade clause. It is the biggest contract in Red Sox history.
Unbelievable. We have a post up there with some details from Major League Baseball on some other big contracts over the years, or maybe they're the current contracts. But anyways, it's a reference point. Folks, you can look down and scroll down and take a look at that on the post. Well, Andy, I mean, they just signed him. So what's up with that?
Well, it just came out of left field as far as I'm concerned, because the day before, on Tuesday, the Sox signed Devers to a one-year, $17.5 million contract extension, avoiding arbitration for next year. And then the next day, they come out with this big whopping deal, so it really caught everybody by surprise. I'm really confused by the whole thing, considering the way they've been operating in recent months and years with their star players. I mean, it's great that they're going to keep Devers around and build the franchise around him. Does this make the Red Sox a better team? No, because Devers was still on this team, and this team still has a lot of problems around it. But it's good to see that they did spend some money, and hopefully they can do the right things around Devers and get a contender back in Boston in the next few years. But, yeah, it was good to see on that end of it. But, you know, you look back and say, well, geez, we could have maybe still had Mookie Betts and Xander Bogaerts, et cetera, to go along with Devers, because as of right now, it's Devers and a cast of characters. So we'll see how it all plays out. There could be a few more moves before spring training gets underway, maybe a trade or two here and there to try to bolster the roster. But at least the Red Sox can hang their hat on this one. It's interesting because back on Monday it was that they had that Winter Classic hockey game over at Fenway, and John Henry was booed mightily by Red Sox fans in the crowds. It's kind of like, all right, you're going to boo me like this? Well, I'm going to throw some money over here and make you like me again.
Yeah, maybe Rafael Devers had his agent had some fans at the Bruins game on Monday. You're right. Hey, get this guy signed, whatever. But, you know, Devers is just one of those players that if you know he's coming up like next at bat or later on in the inning, you're going to stick around and watch him hit. It's one of those things, yeah.
He definitely is, and he could be, the David Ortiz of the next generation here going forward.
All right. I know I think you do have a David Ortiz note for us, but what other Sox news and Ortiz news do you have for us here today?
Well, the Red Sox did spend a little extra money before the new year. They signed two-time American League Cy Young Award winner pitcher Corey Kluber to a one-year $10 million deal. Kluber pitched last year for the Rays, going 10-10 with a 4.34 ERA, so he will obviously slide right into the starting rotation. And another move on a smaller note, the Sox invited utility player Nico Goodrum to spring training. Goodrum's played every position in his six-year career except pitcher and catcher, a career 226 hitter. He has spent time in his career with the Tigers and the Astros. Sox also naming Kyle Hudson as their first base coach. He'll also work with the outfielders. Hudson was on Terry Francona's staff in Cleveland since 2020.
All right, now the David Ortiz story. I was away, but I saw this story, and I'm still confused by the David Ortiz story and the arrests and the attempted murder and all of that. What do you have for us on that?
Well, two people have been convicted in that 2019 shooting of Ortiz in the Dominican Republic. Judges down in the Dominican court gave sentences ranging from 5 to 30 years in prison. Big Poppy, of course, shot in the back at a bar at the Dominican, and what authorities say was a case of mistaken identity. Three people were acquitted due to insufficient evidence. Exactly. What this whole thing is confusing. Who are they going after? You know, who's involved here? What's going on? But I don't think we'll ever have the actual answers as to what this whole situation was. Just thankfully, it wasn't a worst-case situation for Ortiz after that shooting.
Yeah, exactly. They didn't get him. They got him, but they didn't get him. All right. So what other Red Sox news do you have for us, Andy?
Well, former Sox second baseman Danny Doyle, member of the 1975 World Series team, passed away on December 21st, the age of 78. Doyle played parts of three seasons with the Red Sox. I'm sure you remember him quite well, Bill.
You know, Andy, he's one of my favorites. I mean, if you were to ask me a few days ago who one of my favorite Red Sox were, I wouldn't have come up with Danny Doyle. But I love those utility infielders for some reason. Jerry Adair back in 1967, Danny Doyle, who was more than just a utility infielder. But yeah, I liked him a lot. Yeah.
Yeah, obviously a key component of the World Series team.
Actually, probably a precursor to Pedroia in a way. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. All right. You mentioned the Winter Classic. Is the ice still there? What's the deal with that?
Oh, yeah, the ice is still there. They're going to be hosting some college games, some high school games going forward. But back on Monday in the Winter Classic, for the second time, the event was held at Fenway, and the Bruins beat the Pittsburgh Penguins 2-1.
All right, before we get to Major League Baseball news, let's get to Nesson Plus and what's up with the Red Sox Classics today.
Well, today it's a game from the best of 1986. September 6, 1986, the Red Sox beat the Twins 3-2 at Fenway. Sox scoring a run in the 7th and 8th innings to tie the game. Then at the bottom of the 9th, Marty Barrett hit a walk-off single to right field with two outs, scoring Dave Henderson for the win. Oil Can Boyd pitched a complete game, striking out 9, his 14th win of that season. So look for some sunshine on the TV this afternoon on Nesson Plus at 3 o'clock when the first pitch gets thrown, and watch the Red Sox win a ball game.
And you said that was a win, right? Yeah, you did. Okay, I got
absolutely.
It.
There's always it's always bright and sunny on Red Sox Classics. You know that, Bill.
Yeah, I guess so, yeah. I should catch on to that. okay, Major League Baseball news. What do you have for us, Andy?
Well, some former Red Sox players are finding new locations to play for next year. The Rangers signed pitcher Nathan Eovaldi to a two-year, $34 million deal. So after that deal was signed by Eovaldi, the Red Sox went out and signed Corey Kluber to kind of replace Eovaldi in the rotation. Phillies signed former Sox closer Craig Kimball to a one-year, $10 million contract. The Pirates, they signed former Sox pitcher Rich Hill to a one-year, $8 million contract. Hill will now be pitching for his 12th team in 19 seasons. He'll pitch for the Red Sox three different times. Yankees signed Sox pitcher, formerly Tyler Danish, to a minor league deal. Danish pitched in 32 games for the Sox last season. The Nationals have claimed infielder Jeter Downs off of waivers from the Red Sox, and former Red Sox infielder Jody Reed has been named third base coach of the Marlins. So I see that the second baseman from Red Sox history have kind of been in the report here a lot today with Jody Reed, with a Marty Barrett sighting on Nesson Plus, and then Denny Doyle passing away. That's kind of a thing to keep an eye on today with second baseman at Red Sox history.
Yeah, I know. I was just catching on to that. You're right. Dustin Pedroia, look out, I guess,
yeah,
right?
I mentioned him as well. So we're taking care of everybody today.
Yeah. Yeah. What about Mike Andrews? What's he up to? All right.
He's a fan favorite.
Yeah, absolutely. All right. Do you have tell me more about, hey, one follow-up on Jeter Downs. So what's the deal? What was the deal with him?
Well, he came over in the Mookie Betts trade. He was one of the top prospects, supposedly, in that deal. The Red Sox had to make a move on the 40-man roster to put one of their new acquisitions on the roster. I don't know if it was the Yoshida, the new outfielder from Japan coming over, or was it the Corey Kluber situation signing him? They had to make a move on the roster. He was the one that they took off the 40-man roster, so he went on waivers. If he didn't get claimed, the Red Sox could have grabbed him back and stuck him back in the minors. But the Nationals said, we'll take a shot on him, and off he goes.
All right. Well, before you go, Andy, I think you have a few more notes for us from baseball. What do you have?
Yes, one other note here we have is the United States going to allow players from Cuba to represent their home country in the World Baseball Classic, which gets underway on March 8th. Cuba that day takes on the Netherlands, and that game will be played in Taiwan. And former major, well, actually, he may be a former major league pitcher, but Trevor Bauer has been reinstated. He's on the Dodgers right now. He's been reinstated by Major League Baseball. A neutral arbiter reduced Bauer's suspension from 324 games to 194. He was suspended for 144 games last year. He'll have to be docked for 50 games of pay this season. He was suspended after violating domestic violence policy during the 2021 season. He hasn't pitched since June 28th of 2021. So I think the deadline is actually tomorrow for the Dodgers to put him back on their 40-man roster. If not, he will be released, and most likely that's probably what's going to happen. The question is going to be, will another team take a shot on him right now or let the dust settle for a bit and maybe just someone try to grab him in a couple of years or so? But just an awful story here with Bauer, and he lost a lot of money, and just, the whole thing's a mess. And, Dodgers didn't get anything out of him, and obviously with whatever he did to cause the situation is a problem as well. So definitely not a bright light shining over Trevor Bauer at all.
You got it. And he's not even a second baseman. All right.
Nah, that's a good thing.
All right, so here's my last question to you, Andy, here. If you look at the position players on this Red Sox team as we have it right now, catcher, infielders, outfielders, not pitchers, so to speak, but position players, tell me where's the biggest where could the Red Sox make the most improvement, if you will, with some kind of a deal?
Well, that's a great question because there's a lot of problems in this team.
I'm asking you to pick one, Andy Nard.
Yeah, I don't think they're looking in this direction, but I think catcher is a major hole right now. They really don't have a starting catcher. They have a couple backup guys since letting Christian Vasquez go. That's definitely an area of need. And who's going to play shortstop? That's still kind of up in the air. They're going to move Trevor Story over to shortstop from second base. If that's the case, then Christian Arroyo is your second baseman. The outfield is kind of set right now with Kike Hernandez and Alex Verdugo and Yoshida from Japan. So and then the DH situation, they've signed Justin Turner. He's probably going to fill that role from J.D. Martinez. But I think the catching spot is a real area of need. But to be honest with you, I don't think the Red Sox are focusing on the lineup at this point. I think their attention is turning toward another starting pitcher. There's some rumors out there that they could be making a deal potentially to shore up a younger type of pitcher that they have some control over contract-wise for a few years and try to bolster up the starting rotation. So it'll be interesting to see. Definitely there's some moves for them to make, whether it's pitching or hitting. There's definitely situations out there for them to try to do something. It's just a question, are they just going to kind of go stand pat with what they have or try to beef things up a little bit before heading into spring training and try to make the team a little more enticing for fans to want to go down to Fenway and watch and buy tickets.
Yeah, I agree with you on the catching thing. That's kind of why I teed it up, boy, with the catcher stuff. But that's what I was kind of thinking, but I wasn't totally sure. I have to trust you, Andy.
Well, I appreciate it. You do. So at least someone does somewhere.
Yeah, exactly. Right. All right. All right, Andy, good talking with you. Great information this week, and we will talk again soon.
Looking forward to it.
Baseball Insider Andy Carbone. I'm Bill Newell on MSONewsSports.com.